Scales, written by Nicole Conway and read by Josh Hurley.
Chapter 1. Ever had a bowl of cereal call you a loser? That's how my day started. Sitting alone at a table in the hotel lounge, I stared down into my bowl of Alphabet Puffs. There it was, plain as day. L-O-S-E-R. The soggy cereal bits floated innocently in my milk, like none of this had been planned ahead of time. Talk about bad omens. I tried to ignore it. It was probably just a coincidence, right? I mean, whoever heard of divining the future out of a bowl of cereal? Cereal wasn't going to ruin this day for me.
Morning, Koji,
my dad called across the lobby as he strolled through the revolving glass door. His outfit drew a strange look from the receptionist as he made his way over to join me at the table. He wore his standard olive green flight suit with matching green combat boots, the same uniform I'd seen him in since, well, as long as I could remember. Tucking his navy blue flight cap into the big pocket of the leg of his suit, he flashed me a quick grin as he sat down.
Got everything packed up?
I nodded to the two giant rolling suitcases next to my chair. Yup, ready to go.
Excellent.
Dad sat back and yawned, rubbing the bridge of his nose.
The traffic is murder out there. It's going to take some getting used to. Good thing we're close enough to your new school you can walk. It'll take me an hour just to get to the university. And that's on a good day.
Did you see our new place? He smiled again.
Sure did. I think you'll like it. Your room has a great view. And hey, no more sharing a bathroom. You've got your own this time.
Sweet! I sprang out of my chair and seized one of my rolling bags. Let's go! Dad followed, chuckling and rolling my second bag. After checking out of the hotel, we made our way into the chilly early morning air and caught a cab. It took a minute or two to cram my stuff into the trunk, but then we were on our way, headed for Yonkers, where our new life was supposed to begin. The streets of New York churned and buzzed with early morning activity as they slid past the back window of the cab. I caught a glimpse of the cabbie eyeing my dad curiously in the rearview mirror. Dad had been getting those kinds of looks basically since we stepped off the plane. Growing up as a military brat, I'd always seen Dad wear flight suits. It was the standard outfit he wore to work every day. In fact, it was weirder if he wasn't wearing it. My dad flew F-16s for the majority of his 20-year career in the Air Force. Basically, that meant two things. One, we moved a lot, more than 10 times in all. And two, Dad worked nonstop. He'd always come straight from work to catch the end of my soccer or basketball games, to PTA meetings, or to pick me up from a friend's house after school. He was usually late, but I didn't mind it much. It wasn't because he forgot or didn't care. Dad worked hard to keep things going for us. But here, Dad had promised me things were going to be different. This was going to be his last post, his twilight tour before he retired from the Air Force for good. As the detachment commander for the Air Force ROTC program at his alma mater, he was supposed to have a much less stressful schedule. That meant no more long night flying weeks, when we didn't see each other because he couldn't get home before 3 in the morning. No more weekends spent doing my homework in the squadron bar, eating a lunch of jalapeno popcorn and guzzling down Gatorade while he caught up on whatever mission he needed to plan to fly the next day. No more being babysat by my grandparents or living as an awkward house guest with another family in the squadron while he went on TDY trips to Alaska or was deployed somewhere overseas.